The top senior athletes in Northeast Kansas are back in the gym one final time for the Northeast Kansas All-Star Game at Highland Community College. Exclusive coverage of the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on Kansaland Radio is brought to you by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. And now the best of the best from Northeast Kansas are ready to hit the hardwood one final time right here on Kansaland Radio. We go courtside for today's coverage of the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games from Highland Community College. Here is Brandon Tadman and Jared Sleppy.
Well, good afternoon to you. Jared Sleppy with you alongside Brandon Tadman for the 38th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Games. We had the volleyball yesterday. Now we have our basketball game, starting off with the girls, and should be a loaded field here this afternoon.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, and we'll kind of dive through these rosters. We'll have interviews throughout the course of the game as well. But real quick, want to thank our Northeast Kansas All-Star Games sponsors, presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Don't be left in the dark when the solar eclipse arrives April 8th. Call 785-362-9331. Find out how you can receive 1 month of free internet. But yeah, we got the girls game coming up first here in about 13-14 minutes. They will go college style rules, so we're going to still have the quarters. We'll have some media timeouts mixed in there. Coach is going to try to utilize those timeouts to the best of their ability again. It is a lot of fun, but you know these girls have that competitive nature, and they certainly want the bragging rights in order to potentially win. Some teammates playing against each other in this game. Headlines and so many great players. Some going and playing at the next level. Some maybe just going to another school, going in a different direction, maybe not playing at the collegiate level. But, again, we'll kind of mention some of these girls and what their future plans are moving forward. But, again, just a great headline of players here today. Two Coach of the Years leading the charges here, as you have Brian Ebert, Coach of Frankfort's 1A D1 Coach of the Year by Sports in Kansas. Frankfort Wildcats, again, their first state title in school history. And then he is heading the gold team and then the blue team. Riverside head coach Craig Burns, what a job he has done in his 2 years, getting to the state championship both years. Unfortunately, both times coming up short, losing to Berean Academy last year, and then this year they lost to Wichita Independent, but he was the co-2A coach of the year, along with Colgan head coach Abby Farabee as well. So, again, we got two great head coaches, winning head coaches here, leading the charge, and top-tier talent across the board. Going to be a lot of in just a few minutes, but first we're going to take a break here in Highland, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Who you do business with really does matter. At Sailor Insurance, beyond offering insurance products, education, and guidance, it is our mission to give back to our local communities. Sailor Insurance supports many area organizations throughout the year, such as schools, booster clubs, hospitals, churches, Chamber of Commerce, along with NCTC, Baileyville Benefit, Burton Fireworks, Axel and Sabessa Fitness Centers, local humane societies, and the list goes on and on. Work with a local agent, such as Sailor Insurance, who are from or live in the communities where you live.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And we welcome you back to Highlands here at Sluppy alongside Brandon Tabman. And taking a look at these rosters, there is a lot of great talent and skill that we saw showcased all throughout this past season, and a lot of them ending up on the all-state teams that were listed by Sports in Kansas. Of course, those are going to start coming in more. We'll see the ones from Keisha coming up later next week. We'll be posting those on our website at msesports.net, so be sure to stay tuned for that. But we just have the one to kind of go off of for today, and we'll be mentioning those throughout the broadcast. All right, let's get to the rosters, the full rosters. I'll start off with the blue team here. Number one from Riverside is Hallie Studer. Number two from Frankfort is Hattie Gross. Number three from Jefferson County North is Clara Johnson. Number four from Valley Heights is Maggie Turber. Number five from Oskaloosa is Michaela Boyd. Number six from Riverside is Abby O'Grady. Number seven from Valley Falls is Corey Kirkwood. Number eight from Morehead Academy is Riley Cox. Number nine from Jefferson County North is Emily Langley. Number 10 from Rossville is Emma Mitchell. Number 11 from Perry the Compton is Taylor Damey. Number 12 from Oskaloosa is Lex Massali. Number 13 from Silver Lake is Mackenzie McDaniel. Number 14 from Frankfort is Emma Hardwick. They're coached by coaches Burns, Dodson, and Starks of Riverside. And yep. Brandon, I'll let you do the bull team here.
Yep, led by Brian Ebert, the 1A D1 coach of the year, leading the Frankfort Wildcats to their first ever state championship. And 1 through 14, again, these girls wearing numbers-wise, so we'll start with 1, end with 14. It'll be Alexis Dollinghouse, speaking of Frankfort, the 5'7 forward. McKinley Kruger is from Silver Lake. She's a 5'5 guard. Of course, Silver Lake, the 3A undefeated state champs this year. A couple more Frankfort Wildcats, including Tana Stowell, a 5'5 guard. Melena Wettstein of Donovan West is a 5'6 guard, second-team all-league in the TVL. From Jackson Heights, you've got Dawson Cochran, a 5'7 forward, all-league honorable mention, all-state selection. You got Serenity Hardy out of Lawrence, who is a 5'7 forward. Bethany Urban out of Morehill Mount Academy, a 5'3 guard. Taylor Weiser out of Riverside, played volleyball yesterday, here to play basketball and going to Central Missouri to continue her basketball career coming up in the fall. Shea Wirtz out of Clifton Clyde. You got Kaylee Sandman out of Axtell. Kaylin Noonan, a really good player out of Burlingame, is going to be here today. Abby Laird of Jefferson County North, a 6-foot forward. You have Sydney Wapp, another Frankfort Wildcat, 5'10 forward. And then Presley Simpson, a late addition out of Atchison, going to play here today. So, again, a 5'7 forward. Presley Simpson rounding it out for head coach Brian Ebert, Frankfort Wildcat head coach and the 1A Division I coach of the year.
And reasonably so. I mean, that was just such a fun run. And defeating Little River, a team that knocked out Centralia. And after Frankfort lost to Centralia, it was really great seeing them not only then kind of bounce back and rally for the rest of the season, but then cruise through their sub-state tournament. They beat Clifton Clyde in the championship, took care of them, and then was able to get significant wins in the quarterfinal and semifinal rounds before beating Little River in the state championship game to give them their first ever state title in school history and their first championship appearance since 1981 as well. So a very historic season for the Wildcats this season. All right, let's go and step aside for another break. We'll come back here in just a bit with tip-off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or a better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Highland, Jared Slubby alongside Brandon Chapman, about to get this underway. You're the 38th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Game, starting off with the women's basketball game. And Brandon, I'll pull you in here. What are some things in this game that you're looking forward to the most?
Yeah, you know, it's just the level of talent. It's just going to hit a little bit differently. You know, in this game, again, it's an all-star game. These girls are having fun. But again, just like volleyball, we mentioned it yesterday, they all still are very competitive. You know, in the back of their minds, they still want to win this game. So how competitive, maybe from the jump, you're probably going to see a little bit, maybe slower pace or a little bit more, a little free play, so to speak. But, you know, let's see, maybe in the third, fourth quarter, is the game still tight? Do they tighten up? Do they get a little bit more physical? Do they kind of ratchet it in a little bit? So just kind of seeing the flow of the game, the competitiveness, kind of seeing how that's going to play out is going to be interesting. You know, we look at these rosters, we do our preparations. This is a very intriguing set of teams here, and I say that because I think it's very balanced. It's very even. I would expect, you know, if they play the way I think this game could be played out, that we should have a very close and competitive game once we get to the fourth quarter. We got players of the year. You talk about a girl like Mackenzie McDaniel, who was the 3A player of the year, leading Silver Lake to a state championship. Hattie Gross of Frankfurt, we talked about them winning their first state championship. She was the 1A Division I player of the year, averaged over 17 points per game. So you got, you know, player of the years in the state. You got state champions. You got basically on most of these girls, about 95% of these girls have had at least one or multiple all-league selections. Half these girls are all-state selections, at least honorable mention selections as well. So, you know, we notice these girls, you know, maybe in Northeast Kansas, but the state across the board knows a lot about these girls that are playing here today because just of the talent level again. So the game flow is one for me, just kind of seeing, you know, how hard are these girls going to play out the gate? Will it tighten up at the end if it is close? Kind of the same for the boys' game as well, but you know, I like some of these matchups. How physical, like a Taylor Weiser against a Mackenzie McDaniel. Well, we see those two kind of going at each other. Great guard play as well. A lot of really good shooters. How high will this go? How many points will be scored? And how will the defense play for both sides? Will they kind of just let it lax and let the girls get up and down the floor and just get free shots like an NBA All-Star game type of way where there's just very little defense, or will they tighten it up? I'm sure both coaches are saying, hey, we're going to play some defense.
Oh, yeah, I would certainly hope so, that's for sure. I mean, the NBA All-Star game, I mean, they're getting up into the low 200s for the points of ridiculous. I don't think we're going to quite see that today, but hopefully we get some good offense here. One thing that really stands out to me is the height, the size for the Navy team. They have six girls that are 5'10 or taller, according to the program here. Clara Johnson is 5'11", Emma Mitchell, Taylor Dammy, Lex Massali, all 5'10". Emily Langley is 6 foot, and Mackenzie McDaniel, 6'1", tallest player on the Navy team. As for the gold team, they have the tallest player, though, and Taylor Weiser, she's 6'3".
Every bit of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every bit
and
of
Abby
it.
Abby Laird, she's 6 foot, and Sydney Wapp is 5'10". And Sydney Wapp is one of those girls that kind of started off the year slow. She had a concussion that she was dealing with at the very beginning of the year, and she kind of got into the flow and the rhythm of the season, and she came on really strong at the end of the year, of course, a big-time contributor to the state championship run that they went on a couple weeks ago. Should be a lot of fun here this afternoon. And what are some of the headlines from these teams across the area that you really look back on and think make this such a memorable season in Northeast Kansas?
Yeah, we've always been so good here in Northeast Kansas, but again, we're talking about Silver Lake, we're talking about Frankfurt, again, those two teams that won state championships, a team like Riverside who's been to back-to-back tournament championship games. There's just so much to kind of dive in, but nonetheless, we'll step aside for a quick timeout. We're back after this.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Wanklin Oil Company is a family-owned business and has been serving the area since 1926. They offer their customers a wide range of products and services. Propane services include above-ground or underground tank installation, propane cylinder exchange for grills and even forklifts, diesel, gas, and oil products too. Go to their website to see all their services and products at wanklinoil.com or give them a call. Frankfort, Kansas, 785-292-4710. Wanklin Oil Company, your propane and refined fuels company.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Northeast Kansas All-Star Games presented by JBN Telephone Company and Giant Communications. Don't be left in the dark when the solar eclipse arrives April 8th. Call 785-362-9331. Find out how you can receive 1 month of free internet. It is the basketball game, starting with the girls here. Boys to follow. Jarrett, game one. Let's get to the starting lineups. All right, let's do it. Number one for the blue team is Hallie Studer from Riverside. Number two from Frankfort is Hattie Gross. Number three from Jefferson County North is Clara Johnson. Number eight from Mohamed Academy is Riley Cox. And number 13 from Silver Lake is Mackenzie McDaniel. And for the gold team, number two from Silver Lake, McKinley Kruger. Number eight from Riverside is Taylor Weiser. Number 10 from Axtell, Kaylee Sandman. Number 11 from Burlingame is Kaylin Noonan. And number 12 from Jefferson County North is Abby Laird. And kind of just going back to our thoughts right before the break, my apologies for giving you that question right before the break there, but kind of resuming your thoughts on just some of the headlines from Northeast Kansas basketball this year.
Another one that really hadn't mentioned yet was how competitive the Northeast Kansas League was this year. Moorhill Mounts Academy, the league champs, but JCN, Valley Falls, they were just beating up on each other all year. And there's a lot of Northeast Kansas League players scattered across both rosters here today. The competitiveness between that league, now some playing on the same team, some still playing against each other. Again, you have some notable players on the same team throughout the year, now playing against each other as well. You'll see some fun competitiveness in that regard. But that's kind of another thing you'll look at, just the amount of Northeast Kansas League players and representing with Jefferson County North and Valley Falls and Moorhill Mounts Academy. But again, just the talent level with, again, majority of these girls having at least 1 year or multiple years of all-league experience. A lot of them have multiple years of all-state experience. And not just for basketball. These are two three-sport athletes across the board. We mentioned with a girl like Taylor Weiser with Riverside, who's playing basketball at Central Missouri, but the career leader in kills for volleyball at Riverside. So we got girls here with multiple school records, whether it be basketball or volleyball. We got three-sport standouts, great softball players. It's just I think the talent level is just maybe a little bit above, or maybe even a little bit of a step above maybe what we saw total last year.
Yeah, absolutely. And even kind of going through, I saw some four-sport athletes as well, a couple doing powerlifting during basketball.
There you go, yeah.
Well, so very impressive. But another one you kind of mentioned, Moorhill Mount Academy, getting their first league title since 1985. I think that's kind of a headline that gets underlooked a little bit because we just had state tournaments and everything like that. But that was really cool to see them have that level of success. Unfortunately, falling to Riverside, though, in the Jefferson County North Substate Championship game, a couple of losses to Riverside. That was two of their three losses this year was to Riverside,
Very
good Riverside team that ended up making state, again, the state championship appearance. Centralia, they got third. They looked really good in the state tournament, but just got a tough draw against Little River in the state semifinal. They had a very solid season, and they get everybody back but Tori Kuckelman, who is the lone senior on that roster. We talked to her about that yesterday. She's the lone senior on the volleyball and the basketball roster. So the TBL is going to be really strong next year as well. Of course, Troy is going to be leaving,
going to the NEKL.
Yep,
so
that'll be kind of interesting to see how that kind of shapes out as well. And the Big Seven, I mean, of course, Nemaha Central, they got their seventh consecutive Big Seven title. And, of course, the Big Seven is going to be no more after this year with the merger of the Mideast and the Big Seven to create the Big East next year. We'll talk about that throughout the broadcast. But they cruised through. Well, I wouldn't say they cruised through, but they able to defeat Riverside twice this season.
But they were upset in the first round of their sub-state tournament at home against St. Mary's, a really good St. Mary's team that actually upset them last year as well. So it's a Bears team that comes into the Big East next year. So a couple of headlines for you as we get this one started. And we are about to get this thing underway. So once again, the blue team is head coached by Craig Burns from Riverside with assistant coaches Dodson and Starks. And then Coach Eberts from Frankfurt is going to be coaching the gold team. Both are the coaches of the year in their respective classes. Really incredible stuff that those two have been able to do in their 10 years with their respective schools. So once again, your starters for the blue team, it's Studer of Riverside, Gross of Frankfurt, Johnson of Jefferson County North, Cox of Morehead Academy, and McDaniel of Silver Lake. And the gold team, it'll be Kruger of Silver Lake, Weiser of Riverside, Salmon of Axtell, Noonan of Burlingame, and Laird of Jefferson County North. But kind of looking at the starting five, I think Kalen Noonan, I mean, just an incredible career, one of the best players in the state ever. I mean,
another girl with multiple school records,
yeah.
And she is, yeah, that's a name that a lot of people in our area aren't too familiar with, but you saw her in a sub-state game or in a sub-state tournament this year over there at D-West, and yeah, she just has been really the last two or three years one of the best in the state. We do got a couple other girls, you know, from spots like Lawrence, and then there's a boy from Lansing that's going to be playing later. So, you know, a couple names that our area is not too familiar with, but again, there's a reason why they are playing in these games today, because the talent is there. And again, just excited to bring it to you. Just wanted to, so we got a long way to go and just getting going.
Absolutely. And another girl talking about the starters, Kaylee Stamen of Axtell. The tip is underway, and we are underway as gold team wins the tip. I mean, talking about that Axtell team, they fought hard. One of their best teams in a really long time, finished seventh in the TVL tournament, one of their best finishes in the tournament in a long time as well. Coached by Brad Brockstrom, and here's a drive. Nice layup and good for the first points of the game for Kalen Noonan, a brilliant game we were just talking about, but getting back to Axtell. A really solid finish to the end of the year, getting to the sub-state championship game, falling to Hanover, though, unfortunately. As a nice pass inside, wrestling, a shot blocked, an attempt by Mackenzie McDaniel, loose, out of bounds. It'll go to the gold team, so a basket and a stop for the gold team right out of the gate.
Well, I said, you know, potentially a matchup, Weiser and McDaniel, and real quickly they tried to go to McDaniel inside and kind of muscled her way through Weiser, but Abby Laird came through with a block shot and ultimately led to a turnover.
Nice dish inside to Noonan, misses the layup, though, on the feed from McKinley Kruger of Silver Lake, and a rebound for the Navy team. It's Hattie Gross bringing it up. Thought about shooting it right off rip, but then gives it up. Three far side corner is no good. Offensive rebound, put back is no good for Mackenzie McDaniel, and her second try is good off the miss from Hallie Studer on the far corner.
The physicality that McDaniel brings and what I got to see at the state tournament out in Hutchinson is just unmatched. There was really no team that they played in their three-game run in Hutch where they had a girl that really could match that size, and she averaged over 20 points per game in the state tournament, and you could just see the size, and again, Emporia State getting a very physical post player.
Just a dominant season, one of the most dominant basketball seasons we've ever seen in the state of Kansas. Here's Weiser going to work, backdoor cut, passing through defenders, and loose picked up by Weiser, and shot did not get off in time.
We have a shot clock here.
Yeah, we'll
have
to kind of
doing the college rules.
We'll kind of see how things will, well, I guess they won't be back next year, but kind of get a preview possibly of what we could see in high school next year. These girls obviously just coming off their senior seasons, but kind of getting back to Silver Lake, though. I mean, the only team in the regular season that was in 15 points as Hattie Gross was fouled on the floor was Rossville. They lost to them, or they beat them by 12 up until the state championship game when they won by single digits, of course.
And the only game that was a single digit affair. and Hest,
incredible.
I'll give a lot of credit to Heston. You know, I kind of watched them, you know, in their previous games as McDaniel trying to go to work and Weiser grabbing the miss there, but it was a game that Heston really could have won, ultimately, but Silver Lake, again, just too veteran heavy and too many good plays and big free throws down the stretch, and just going down is one of the more dominant runs for any team at any level, really, in state history.
Yeah, I mean, kind of talking about maybe of any sport as well, as here's a three by Weiser, that's good. Taylor Weiser pulling from beyond the arc from the far side corner. He did McLeod softball last year, so
correct.
Maybe not quite as dominant as that. I mean, that was kind of on another level, I think.
It's hard to compare sports. And going back to Weiser hitting that three, I mean, all at 6'3", being able to step out, hit the long-range jump shot is definitely a huge advantage at this level. Now it's a much different game going to the collegiate level. And, again, Central Missouri, it's going to be real interesting to see if Weiser's someone who can contribute to Central Missouri right away. Does she take some time before kind of settling in? very interesting to see how that kind of shapes up for her moving forward. Hannah Stoll just checked in the game from Frankfurt. Also checking in is Dawson Cochran of Jackson Heights. As a three from the near side wing is no good for McKinley Kruger. Out of bounds, it'll go to the Navy team. And kind of talking about Dawson Cochran, she was kind of disappointed with her performance at state and track last year. She did finish third in the discus last year, but she made state and shot put. She was hoping she would do better in that, as we talked to her. Crennan Prophet did an interview with her, and fantastic job that Crennan Prophet did last year in state track. Looking forward to doing that again this year as well. But getting back to your to the action. 5-2, early lead for the gold team. Near side corner, stole with it, bounce pass to the near side wing, lob inside for Weiser, nice find, layup good on the dish from Taylor Dammy from Harrah Compton. What a season and career she's had.
Yeah, she's a three-sport athlete, very good softball and volleyball player as well. First team, unanimous, all-league in the Big 7. Nice feed there.
And she's going to be playing volleyball at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. And she actually signed on Friday. Here's a three that's no good, too strong from Riley Cox of Moorhill Men Academy. Back inside goes McDaniel, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot, too.
I guess one headline I kind of forgot to mention when we were talking in pregame storyline is, how do the officials handle this game? Do they call a lot of fouls? Do they let a lot go? We've seen a couple of fouls here early, but you figure in games like this that the refs are going to let them play, you know, for the most part. They're not going to really call a, kind of a normal game, so to speak, and that's just kind of how it works. But surprised a couple early fouls, and it's hard not to foul a girl like Kenzie McDaniel when she gets the ball inside, because if you don't, she's just going to score it with ease.
Going to be an Emporia State basketball player next year, player of the year in Class 3A, and coach of the year as well for Coach Kyle Porter, and one on the other end.
That's Noonan.
She continues to dominate, even not wearing the purple.
Little spin, flips it up at the right hand, just very good guard play with very good handles. Again, multiple school records at Burlingame, All-State multiple years. First team All-State here in her senior season as well for 1AD1.
Emma Mitchell from Rossville just checked in for the Navy team as the free throw is no good. Daniel trying to fight for the rebound, and she's got it. Falling to the floor, she'll hand it out to Hattie Gross. 1,235 career points for Hattie. Third in school history. She's going to play with Benedictine next year.
She also has 8 state track medals as well.
Very impressive stuff.
Multi-sport athlete, to say the least.
So here is Mitchell with it. She's going to fire a three, and that one no good. Almost a college men's three there from long range. No
Why not?
Though.
Let it rip.
Yeah, might as well.
It's the game to do it.
Near side corner catch for Noonan. Drives baseline. Pass deflected by Gross out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Navy team.
Yeah, impressive career for Hattie Gross. Again, helping Frankfurt win the state title this year. She was the player of the year just announced by Sports in Kansas. Over 17 points, nearly 5 rebounds. Couple steals, couple assists per game.
McDaniel trying a three there, no good. But, I mean, Hattie, she's another one of those multi-sport athletes. She also was just incredible on the track. And on top of that, she was on an AAU team with Maggie Turber and Owen Dieter. So she's very familiar with some of these girls out here. As the shot's no good, falling to her right is Emma Mitchell. And she'll go to the line to shoot, too.
It's a pretty good lead, or a pretty good three names there to lead an AAU team.
Yeah.
And what a lot of people don't know, these girls are probably more familiar with each other than most people probably realize, with the links to AAU and full-time basketball.
And, of course, these are all seniors, so they played against the same girls in those leagues for all 4 years as well, so very familiar with each other. As turnover from the Navy team, or excuse me, from the gold team goes to the Navy team. And it'll be Hallie Studer bringing it up from Riverside. Here's a three on the way from Dammy, and that is pure.
Well, that's a nice-looking shot from the right wing, and that was about the men's college three distance right there. It makes it 9-7, halfway to go in this first period. Again, we're playing the college rules, so these are 10-minute quarters, and then once we get to the boys' game, we'll have the 20-minute halves.
And Dammy is one of those four-sport athletes. She likes to do softball and track in the spring. Here's a floater. No good, too strong from Kruger. She gets her own miss and is fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot a pair. 9-7, gold lead.
Kruger had some monster games as well for Silver Lake in the state tournament. One of the better three-point shooters in the state. She had a stretch of about 5 or 6 straight games leading up to the state tournament where she was hitting about 60% worth of her threes.
All right, we got a timeout on the floor. We'll step aside as well for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, gift items, and much, much more. Looking for custom screen printing or embroidery? The Shirt Shack does that too. Find The Shirt Shack on Facebook or stop by and check out everything they have to offer at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You are listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Both teams with a 9-7 advantage over the Navy team. 4:45 to go here in quarter number one. First free throw for Kruger is good for the gold team.
Mentioned Silver Lake, and we were talking about Kruger right before that timeout. Silver Lake had 3 first-team All-State selections this year, with 2 of them being out here with McDaniel and also Kruger, and then their sophomore point guard in Haney, who is going to be one of the best players in the state for the next couple of years.
Addie Gross, state champion for Frankfort, bringing it up for the Navy team. Dishes it off to Abby O'Grady of Riverside. Lob inside, nice, fine. Layup good, right side. And a quick 2 for Navy right out of the timeout.
That was Dammy again, who's hit a 3, now made a nice move inside the paint. And good finesse with the feet, good body, good size. And as you mentioned, one of those few 4-sport athletes out here today.
Presley Simpson from Atchison in the game for the gold team. Here's a turnover to the Navy team. Also in for the gold team is Shea Wirtz. Second team All-State from Clifton Clyde. Her sister, first team All-State, Sevi, is here's a floater. That's good. Far side for Studer.
Just driving in from the right side and just leaving off the left foot, finishing with a teardrop at the right.
Had the right team wrong person. Sorry, that was O'Grady from Riverside. Got that basket. Here's Wirtz. She'll dish it out. 3 on the way. That one no good from just to the left at the top of the arc. And it'll go to the Navy team on the miss. That's Elena Wettstein from Donovan West, not having to travel a whole lot.
I believe that the threes that we have seen here in the first quarter have all been from the men's college range.
Yeah.
They have gone with the deep tries.
Yeah. Far side wing catch for Abby O'Grady. Dishes it off to Gross, who misses a 3. Long rebound to Lexi Dollinghouse from Frankfort. Wettstein on the run on the far side. Lost it. Picks it back up. Defended by Gross. Those two very familiar with each other. Dishes it off to Dollinghouse. Back to Wettstein. Lob inside. Going to work in the post is Wirtz. Fouled and one. Shea Wirtz. 1,234 career points. Just one behind Addie Gross.
Think about that.
Second in school history.
You think they know that? You think Addie talks a little smack about that? Hey, I got one more point than you.
Man, I don't know. That's kind of interesting. Maybe ask him about it. Maybe find out about that. The free throw is good.
Clifton Clyde, another one of those teams that just seems like they're constantly good at about everything they do. And Shea Wirtz, no exception. First team All-League once again. Second team All-State. Eagles once again just very solid with their athletics programs.
Fell to Frankfort in the sub-state championship game. That was at Rock Hills. Clifton Clyde 8-3 in league play in the TVL this year. Of course, one of the elite leagues across the entire state. Here's a layup that's good on the left side. Nice drive from Mitchell from Rossville. Two more for the Navy team. It's 14-13 gold.
Rossville coming to the Big East next year. They were a top 5 team, but had just a tough draw with Silver Lake. Of course, the rivalry there. And there's a 3 from the top of the key that goes down.
Presley Simpson from Atchison just brought that up. Cross half court. Fired off, no passes, and then we have a foul on the floor against Wettstein.
She put up some really solid numbers, 13 points, 7 rebounds a game for Atchison this year. They were just a 2-loss team in the Meadowlark Conference, finishing second place and unfortunate end as they were a first-round exit in sub-state. But Presley Simpson, she was a very good player at Atchison.
Pass inside, feed, nice shot, no good though, on a fadeaway jumper from Taylor Dammy, rebound for the gold team.
Yeah, Sydney Wapp, who's into the game now, grabbing that board, going high, pulling it down with 2 hands. They want to get it to her on the block here.
Layup too strong, high off the glass, no good, but fouled. And free throw's coming up here for the goal team.
I feel like there's already more fouls here that have been called in this first quarter, maybe in the entire All-Star game we had last year. Again, they're playing it like kind of a more traditional style, and we've got 8 total fouls here already, still over 2 minutes to go in this first quarter.
First free throw good. 18-13 goal team, 2:18 to go here in quarter number one. Fun game so far. Second free throw no good, and Dammy pulls down the rebound. Pass to the near side wing. Mitchell drives baseline, kicks it out. Dammy goes to work, drives middle. She had it poked free. Nice hands by Dollinghouse to poke it free. Goal team's on the run from the right side. Nice steal by Emma Hardwick. More than 80 team getting a steal right back, swiping it away from Bethany Urban from Moorhead Academy. Oh, a tough reverse layup there. That was a fun spinorama there from Dammy. Going the other way, a breakaway layup is good from the right side for the goal team, and that is Bethany Urban. Second team All-State.
First team All-League as well.
Nice pass inside of Dammy, and she gets hit across the face, and she'll go to the line to shoot two.
This game's been a little bit more physical than I kind of thought, maybe coming in. It's been a little bit more competitive. I figured it kind of tighten up as the game would go along, but trust me, again, you see a 20-13 score right now in favor of the Gold Squad, but it's been a good pace and a good level of physicality here early.
Three subs. It's Lex Masali coming in for the first time. Also, Emily Langley in for Jefferson County North. And you also have Michaela Boyd from Oskaloosa. Fun fact about Boyd, she was in the county spelling bee in junior high.
Hey.
That's second place. Impressive stuff there.
That is much better than I would have done.
That was back in 2019. 20-14 gold lead, 1:30 to go, first quarter. Here's another three by Simpson. That goal is short. Offensive rebound, putback is no good. And Masali holds it down for the Navy team from Oskaloosa.
Good chance for WAP on the putback there, just couldn't finish. Masali, of course, one of the 7 girls who were in the volleyball match yesterday. Getting her first minutes here late in the first quarter.
Like I said, probably could have given her the MVP of the game as a pass to her, and she laid up and in.
Yep, right on cue. She was a name that we called out a lot in the volleyball match yesterday, and her first touch on the block, just an easy put up there off the window and in.
Incredible turnaround from the Oskaloosa girls basketball team. 3 wins just a couple years ago to a double-digit win season this year. Another three by Simpson, and she gets another one. Her second three of the ball game for the goal team. It's 23-16, 45 seconds left.
Kind of had a feeling as she brought it up the floor there before she kind of passed it off and got it back. She looked like she was kind of looking for her shot. She got it right back, and she did not hesitate from the top of the key, deep range, and good-looking form, good-looking shot. She's hit a couple.
Deflection out of bounds. They'll stay with the Navy team, and it'll be Mitchell inbounding it to the corner. This is Boyd. Pass inside, too tall for a target, but it's right back to the Navy team. As Langley gets back for Jefferson County North. Long three, no good this time by Dammy. And a foul on the floor.
And free throws here, the final. Well, really, for the last couple of minutes, we've been into the bonus. And now Navy gets Boyd at the line. Oskaloosa Bear, honorable mention All-League this year.
A very physical game as the first free throw misses a little bit short. Substitution for the goal team, and that will bring Serenity Hardy into the game for the first time from Lawrence High School. Second free throw is good for Boyd. Makes it 23-17 with 24 seconds left. Shot clock turned off. Here's Simpson bringing it up from Atchison. Drives left all the way into the paint and gets blocked out of bounds. He'll stay with the goal.
And Simpson is kind of being the aggressor here the last few minutes, the Atchison Phoenix player.
Down a couple threes. Whitstein, the inbounder for the gold. Lob it up. Simpson from the far side wing. 13 seconds left. Dribbles towards the middle. Goes back to the perimeter. Lob inside. Nice find, but a drop pass out of bounds will go to the Navy team.
Beautiful feed there. Nice little head fake there by Simpson and kind of got that defender pushed up a little bit. Enough to get the pass over. Unfortunately, WAP just couldn't quite handle it.
Drive to the right side. 8 seconds left. The clock didn't start. And double dribble now, though, starting the clock with 5 seconds, and now stop it with 5.1.
Kind of made up the little bit of the time
there,
so
yeah,
that's okay. 5 seconds to go. Let's see what happens here.
Simpson. And she's not going to get a shot off. And that will be the end of the first quarter.
quarter, 23-17 gold. We'll be back in 60 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
Kime Tiesa Sefefa is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sefefa. We make it happen.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, back here in Island, 23-17, gold lead here at Sluffy alongside Brandon Chapman. Very shortly, we'll have some interviews, but it has been a fun start to this game so far, Brandon.
Yeah, it's been pretty physical, and one of the headlines coming in was, how's this game going to be officiated? And it's been officiated pretty cleanly. They called quite a few fouls, yeah. Of course, resetting here in the second quarter. Saw a few more free throws than originally anticipated, but we'll see if that flow kind of keeps pace here in quarter number two.
Pass inside to McDaniel, stolen away by Sydney Wop of Frankfurt, making her first appearance tonight. Here's a three straight away. Is good off the dribble from Kaylin Noonan for three from Burlingame.
That's a girl you probably want to pick up across midcourt, and she just stepped with great flow right into that three, uncontested, and it was nothing but net.
Pass inside denied by Weiser out of bounds. It'll stay with the Navy team. And this will be Emma Hardwick, four-time track medalist, that's what I'm trying to get that phrase out, is the mid-range jumper no good from Emily Langley. Offensive rebound, McDaniel. She can't get a shot off. She'll pass it out to Misali. Far side, short corner with it. Cross-court pass. Hardwick, nice feed inside. McDaniel is out going up once again. She has been really getting a lot of work down low.
Basketball conditioning is much different than a lot of other sports, and a lot of these girls are probably doing spring. Some may be taking that time off. You have to think, the conditioning that they normally are in, you know, during the season is not what they're feeling right now. So, again, you can already see some girls maybe hands on the knees, a little bit more gas because it's like, man, I haven't played a basketball game in weeks. And then just coming back and trying to get up and down the floor, it certainly can be a hassle sometimes.
One for two goes McDaniel. 1,493 career points for McDaniel. Second highest score in school history. That's saying something. That's a very good program in Silver Lake as Weiser is fouled going up by McDaniel, and she'll shoot two.
Yeah, it's Weiser, who was the two-way player of the year last year in two-way, and certainly was in the running for that once again. She was an all-five or an all-state top-five selection by Acacia Covered, and then McDaniel this year, again, 3A player of the year.
First free throw from Weiser is no good, and out of all the players here this afternoon, Weiser has the most career points, 1,623. That's 105th all-time in Kansas history. Regardless of classification, the second free throw is good, so she goes one for two, and she'll go to the bench. And checking back in for the gold team is Dawson Cochran of Jackson Heights. She also, I failed to mention this earlier, she won state powerlifting at her weight classification this year.
Okay.
Dawson Cochran. Another multi-sport athlete. Turnover from the Navy team goes back to the gold.
Dawson, the clear-cut leader for that Cobras team in basketball this year, their leading scorer, great shooter. Kind of was on the back burner 2 years ago with that senior class that they had, but she stepped up and was kind of their top-tier player this season.
Our first jump ball of the game is between Emma Hardwick and Kaylin Noonan, and it'll keep it with the gold team, and it's kind of a surprise. We see a lot of jump balls in girls' high school basketball. That's our first one of the game. Going to her left is Cochran. Pass to the perimeter. Kruger goes to work. Dish it off to Sydney Wop. Pass it out. Look for Sandman, or beg your pardon, sir, that was Cochran driving, and her shot's off the mark. And a full court pass up ahead is loose and stolen back by the gold team. Kruger drives right side, defended by Hardwick, kicks it out. Going left is Sandman, and she has her shot deterred, rebound by Misali for the Navy team from Oskaloosa, of course.
8:05 to go second quarter, 27-18 Gold. Pass inside, Massali, nice pass from the perimeter from Langley, but has it taken away. Surveying her surroundings is Salmon. Kick it out. From the corner, driving middle is Cochran, shot off the mark. Hardwick on the run for the right side now for the Navy team. Shot is denied by her teammate, Sydney Wop. Back the other way is the Gold team, firing a three, far side corner, too strong. It's up in the air, offensive rebound by Wop, kick it back out. Near side wing for Sandman, pass inside, shot up good for Kaylin Noonan from Burlingame. Makes it 29-18, and timeout will be called, and we will take it as well. It's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSG Sports Radio Network.
Lamberson Construction with Kip Lamberson, concrete by design. Contact at 785-851-9007. Specializing in custom concrete design and also now doing pool designs.
Davis Publications, Inc., the Valley Falls Vindicator, and the Oskaloosa Independent Newspapers wish the Northeast Kansas All-Star participants the best. The Vindicator and the Independent cover the communities and happenings in Jefferson County.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
29-18, Gold team leading the Navy team with 7:15 to go here in quarter number two. Bring it up for the Navy team is Hallie Studer. Here's a pass to the near side wing for Clara Johnson. Started off the ball game. And give it to Hattie Gross, who also started this game. Here's three, far side wing. That's off the heel. Long rebound for Hallie Studer of Riverside for the Navy team. And Gross goes back to work from the far side wing. Thought about a nice head fake. Cross-court pass near side. Three on the way for Mitchell. That's short. Out of bounds to the Gold team. 6:47 left to go in the quarter. Solid lead for the Gold team as we get some interviews here in just a little bit. Brandon's going to head down to the court. Pass inside, Sydney Wop goes to work, trying to get her first basket of the game, and she's swatted out of there. Nice rejection by Dammy. Here comes Gross, 181 player of the year. And she'll kick it out to Mitchell Rossville, be part of the Big East League next year. Not her, but Rossville will be. Driving baseline, reverse layup, good! That's a tough shot. It's a 29-20. Nice finish at the rim by Clara Johnson. Made state in the 100-meter hurdles last year. Driving all the way to the basket. Kruger lays it up and in with her left. Tough play for the Player of the Year finalist. 1,273 career points for Kruger. That's fourth in state history. Also was the BIT MVP in their midseason tournament. Second team all-state in volleyball as well for Kruger. Kick it out three near side wing. That's good for Mitchell. 31-23, high-scoring affair as we kind of imagined it would be. 5:30 to go, second quarter. Kruger driving, kicking, far side corner to Stoll. Three-point specialist for Frankfurt this past year. Going to her right, Kruger in the lane. Eurostep, she's fouled. And one, count the basket. Well, my college rules, I don't think that might have counted in high school, but playing college rules, that one an and one. She's been busy this afternoon. Is it 30? I think it was 33-23. Yep, and they just added the basket on the scoreboard. Official was discussing, I think, the numbers here. I'm not quite sure. I think that's what's going on. Something about the numbers of the players. That foul goes to Riley Cox. That's her second. Solid career from Riley Cox. Again, the Moorhill Man Academy Ravens winning a league title for the first time since 1985, second time in school history. She plays on an AAU team. The Lady Prospects Basketball Club, as the free throw is good. Finishing off the end one for Kruger. And Suter almost had her pocket picked by Kruger, but she holds on to the basketball. Mitchell thought about a three. She'll kick it out instead after going to her left. Driving middle, jump stop, Johnson falling away. She traveled. Now we'll get us back to the gold team with 5:03 to go second quarter. And I'll do a 5-for-5 substitution for the gold team. It'll be Lexi Donghouse checking in, Elena Wettstein, Presley Simpson, as well as Serenity Hardy. Missing one here. And last one is Shea Wirtz from Clifton Clyde. Under 5 to go, second quarter. Simpson hands it off. Wettstein drives right hard, and she's foul going up. I think they're going to get Clara Johnson with that foul. Oh, no, they're actually going to get Hattie Gross with a reach-in. And that will get us to the media timeout. Let's step aside for 60 seconds. 34-23, gold lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 30 years, cattle producers have trusted the craftsmanship and dependability of Hydrobed for their feeding operations. Coupled with the industry-leading 5-year structural warranty, each 30 series Hydrobed is backed by a lifetime warranty on the bell loading arms. Maximize your feeding resources with the integration of a Hydra feeder with your Hydrobed. The Hydra feeder is available in a 1,200 or 1,800 pound capacity with your choice of hydraulic or electric drive. For more information on the Hydrobed or Hydra feeder, contact Triple C in Sepetha, Kansas.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
4:51 to go, second quarter. Jared Slubby with you alongside Brandon Tamman. 34-23 gold lead. A couple free throws coming up here for Milena Wettstein, who was fouled right before the break. First one is good. And let's now send it down to Brandon Tamman. He's got our first interview of the day.
All right, Jared, thanks. I got Dawson Cochran here at Jackson Heights. First off, what's it been like here playing in this game so far?
It's been a really good experience. Getting to play against these girls that I've always competed against is really fun to see their different abilities and play with them to just have a good time on the court.
How's the conditioning? I mean, you've been off for a little while. You're a little bit tired here. It looks like some of these girls are tired here.
It's a little rough, honestly. I don't do much in track, so I'm not in shape at all, but it's fun.
What do you do in track?
I throw.
Okay. What's kind of the expectation for the track season for you?
Qualify for state again and hopefully place higher at state than I did last year.
Played with your head coach, Madison Massey. Talk about her, playing for her the last couple of years.
It's been a blast. I got to play travel ball with her one summer before she was our school coach, and I've built a really good connection with her, and she's been one of my most fond people, and I've built a good relationship with her.
Got a couple more months here before, obviously, graduation, but what's next for you after this?
I'm planning to go to K-State and get a degree in engineering.
K-State, great school. Dawson Cochran, Jackson Heights, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate that. Jackson Heights, 7-9 this past year in the NEKL play, 7-14 overall. Fifth place finish in the NEKL, falling in the quarterfinal round to Wabunsee in the Wabunsee sub-state tournament. 35-26 now our score in favor of the gold team. 3:56 to go in the second quarter. Navy team kind of switching up their personnel here a little bit. Abby O'Grady back in the game. So is Emma Hardwick. Also have Emma Mitchell. Kind of working the perimeter. Shot on the way. No good for Wirtz. Also in the game, Taylor Dammy. And Corey Kirkwood from Valley Falls. Three on the way from Dammy. That one a little bit short. Long rebound out of bounds to the gold team. Talking about Corey Kirkwood and what a career she had. 1,109 career points. Second in Valley Falls history. Only behind her sister, Reagan. And it was kind of her hopes to surpass her sister. Unfortunately, unable to do it. She is another one of those four sport athletes. Passing aside tonight out of bounds. It'll stay with the gold team. She played volleyball in the fall, basketball, and did powerlifting as well in the winter, and is going to be doing softball this spring. She's the shortstop for the Dragons. And she'll be going to K-State next year for athletic training. That's her major. Going left, Wettstein wanted to underhand pass it to Wirtz, but she wasn't looking for it. Turnover, Navy team on the run, left side, layup good, and one, count the basket. And once again, Taylor Dammey, a fantastic start to her game. She's been flying all over the place. And that foul committed by Wettstein. 3:07 to go, second quarter. Second foul against Wettstein, who was the homecoming queen this past fall for Donovan West. Substitution for the gold team. Bethany Urban back in for the gold for the Ravens. 3 minutes to go, second quarter, handoff. Dollinghouse is fumbled, loose, and it'll be a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Navy team, trying to come from behind here, behind by a couple possessions, and see the gold team for the boys starting to make their way towards the locker room and get their preparations ready to get the boys' game going, which is set to start at approximately 3 o'clock, but it'll be a few minutes in between the two games, and we'll go ahead and keep it here in between the two games as driving is Mitchell. She's fouled, and it'll be on the floor, so it'll be inbounding underneath the basket. 28 left on the shot clock, 2:48 on the game clock. That foul picked up by Serenity Hardy from Lawrence. Underhand pass, scooping it off to Kirkwood. Kicks it out. O'Grady, far side corner to Harwick, and the long three on the way is good. That was the long three from men's standards. And from the far side wing, a triple from Taylor Dammey, once again from Paley Compton. Pass fake from Simpson, near side corner. Nice hands by Hardwick, poking it free, and she has to give it up. Driving middle, floater. That's off the mark on the try by Urban. Rebound by the Navy team. Full court pass up ahead to a cutting Dammey underneath the basket. Can't quite get the shot to go past Dollinghouse. I think it's foul on the play, I think is what was the call, and that puts him in the bonus, I believe. Either way, 2:11. Yep, that is what's going to be the case. Hardwick. Or no, not Hardwick. It was Simpson who was fouled on that play. 35-32 gold lead, 2:11 to go second quarter. And Dollinghouse going to check back in. And now have a 6-on-5 advantage. Now she's going to say, oh, can't play six players, so I'm going to go ahead and come back to the bench. A little bit of confusion there between her and her high school coach, Coach Everett, who's head coaching the gold team. Is the first free throw off the mark from Simpson. Abby Layard back in the game for the gold team. Second free throw, good this time. Made a couple threes earlier in this one. But the lead is down to 4. Navy trying to come from behind. They were down by as much as 11 at one point. They cut it to 4. Far side corner, double team. O'Grady, and she turned it over. The ball goes to Axel Boyce, the basketball coach Jason Tynan over there in the corner, taking in the festivities. As we play on here, 1:51 to go, second quarter. Pass inside to Laird is tipped by Masali out of bounds. And it'll stay with the gold team. Simpson to inbound with 1:46 to go. Trying to extend their lead as the gold team. 3 on the way. It's off the backboard. Long rebound for Emma Hardwick on the run. Doesn't have numbers, so she'll bring it back. And now I've got an interview courtside. Let's send it down to Brandon.
All right, Jared, thanks. Alexis Dollinghouse here for Frankfurt's state championship, obviously, this year. Talk about that here in a second. But first off, what's it been like playing in the game so far?
It's been really good. Our team has been really working together well, and we have some good posts and some good guards, and we're just really moving well together.
TBL is always a bevy of talent, and it seems like year in and year out, but you see the talent level, at least on the floor here, it's got to be a little bit different.
Yes, it is. TBL is really aggressive, and this is too, but there's a lot more movement, and it's a lot faster paced.
Your state championship run this year, just talk about that, the emotions, how awesome was that? The expectations were certainly high, and you guys were able to get it done.
Yeah, last year we went up there and we got third place, and we were coming back and we were ready. We had a little fire, and we were ready for that to step up a notch. So we stepped it up and we got it done.
And playing for Coach Everett here today, how cool is that? At least your coach leading the charge here today.
Yes, it is very cool. Started with him my high school career, and now I'm going to end it with him.
Talk about your future plans. What's next for you?
I'm going to attend Washburn University and become an occupational therapist assistant.
All right, state champion Alexis Dollinghouse of Frankfurt. Jared, back to you. Thanks.
inside a minute to go, and Navy just took the lead. It's 37-36. Again, Lexi Dollinghouse for Frankfurt. What a incredible career for her. Capping it off with a state championship as Vasali denies the pass inside to Laird. Goes out to the perimeter, goes into the backcourt. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the goal team. 32.5 seconds left. 18 on the shot clock. Last possession for the goal team. A shot clock violation. Of course, players here not quite familiar with playing with a shot clock. Simpson in trouble. Good defense by Hardwick. Hands it back. Urban driving to the far side corner, and she's fouled on the floor. 20.5 seconds left. And that will send her to the free throw line to shoot a couple as they are in the double bonus. Reminder, you can watch this game at scottyathletics.com. First free throw for the Morehill Mad Academy Raven is good, and it ties the game 37 apiece. Have our halftime show come up here in just a bit as well. Recap the action from the first half as second free throw is good for Urban, so goal back in front by one. 20 seconds left, shot clock turned off. Hardwick brings it up. Far side, corner pass for Corey Kirkwood. Picks it back out. Dammy is foul going up by Laird with 9.5 seconds left. That'll be the fourth foul, but regardless, she'll go to the line to shoot two to try to get the Navy team back in front. Jared Sluppy, Brandon Tabman here with you here at Highland Community College. First free throw is good. 38th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Games. Had the volleyball game yesterday. Navy team taking that one in 5 sets, 4-1. Got the boys game coming up next. Second free throw is good, so she goes 1-for-2. We're tied 38 apiece. 9.5 seconds left. Simpson is going to try to bring it up. Cross half court. Goes to her right with 6 seconds left. Against Hardwick. Urban with 3 seconds left. Lost it, and just barely get a shot off, but it was partially blocked. Good defense by Abby O'Grady there, and that is going to take us to halftime. 39-38, actually, is our score, as she made both of the free throws. I apologize for that. So 39-38 in favor of the Navy team. We'll send it to the studio for just a little bit. Come back here with our halftime show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or a better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Congratulations to the Northeast Kansas All-Stars on excellent high school careers from the StressCrete Group. StressCrete is a family-owned, forward-thinking company that values their employees. See them for career opportunities.
If you've got a construction job that needs to be done and done right, contact L&L Construction. Whether it's commercial, residential, remodeling, new construction, even metal buildings, no job is too large or too small. You name it, they can handle it. Locally owned and operated, L&L Construction has been turning your dreams into reality for over 20 years. For efficiency and cost effectiveness, inside or out, contact the folks in the red trucks. Call 913-367-3161 or check out their website, LNL Construction. Quality is our priority.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
With nearly 40 years under our belt at Taylor Seed Farms, we continue to focus on honesty and integrity. We've set the standard for personalized customer service. Our corn and soybeans are field-tested and tried in your growing environment. Taylor High Quality Seed. We stake our name on it. Visit TaylorSeedFarms.com to find the hybrids and varieties that are right for you.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here at Sluffy alongside Brandon Tabman, we reach halftime here at Highland Community College. 39-38, the Navy team coming from behind. They were down by 11, but coming back, rallying to take the lead at the break. At the start, it was a lot of Mackenzie McDaniel for the Navy team. Also some perimeter work as well. A couple of big-time shots from beyond the arc. Presley Simpson from Atchison for the gold team, knocking down some shots. Kayla Noonan also very busy as well for the gold team. Overall, a very fundamentally sound first half basketball from each team. A lot of fouls, but not a whole lot of turnovers. Unless they were, at least there, a lot of the turnovers that were in the first half were not really unforced. There was a lot of good defense being played. Emma Hardwick really stepped up for the Navy team down the stretch, playing some great defense on Presley Simpson towards the end. So seeing a lot of good basketball here to start things out. It's been a fun half of basketball, fun day, and fun weekend here at Highland Community College. As mentioned, game two of three is, Jeter Purdy from Atchison throwing it down there. Got a kind of a dunk kind of thing going on here with the gold team for the boys coming up here. Navy's kind of doing the same thing as well on the other side. We'll have the boys game coming up here in just a little bit. So just saw Joey Henderson from Concordia kind of mocking the players that were trying to dunk there as he's only 5'8", kind of just jumping up as high as he can and throwing the ball at the rim. That was kind of funny. But again, the boys game coming up next. Volleyball game, it was yesterday, and girls game here at halftime. 39-38, Highland Community College. The 38th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Games. Be sure to stay tuned to our website, msesports.net. We'll kind of recap this one in detail, and we'll also additionally on the website have the All-State teams on the website as well. Those are being released throughout this weekend and into next week as well, and we'll get to recognize our area athletes for a terrific basketball season this year. Now let's go ahead and step aside for another timeout. Got a few minutes until we get the second half underway. It is the gold team with 30, or excuse me, with the Navy team with 39, and the gold team with 38 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Hi everybody, this is Crystal Bontrager in Holton, and I'm the local agent for Aflac, a company that specializes in helping individuals and businesses fill in the gaps your current insurance coverage may not provide. Aflac can help lift the financial burden of covered cancers, accidents, and critical illnesses. Join the 50 million people who trust Aflac. Help supplement your current coverage. We process claims fast and help you get through it all. I'm based out of the Holton area and can come talk to you about the many advantages Aflac has to offer. Call me at 785-991-1041.
Maybe instead of spring cleaning, you need some spring painting. It's amazing how new and exciting a paint job can make you feel. Painting projects start at Edelman's in Sabetha. They carry PPG, including interior and exterior primers, and a variety of interior and exterior paints, plus all the supplies and tools you need. Edelman's also has a variety of Pinofen stain products to protect and bring a vibrant appeal to your deck. Think of how much better you'll feel sitting on that deck this summer. Edelman's Lumber, your full-service home center for 50 years. Trust the quality and experience of Edelman's in Sabetha.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Paul Cabe of KSI, a global ag equipment manufacturer with Midwest Values in Sabetha, Kansas. We are a family-owned company that invests in our community and our employees. KSI is always looking for local, dedicated employees who would like to provide for their families and grow their career by offering full benefits, health insurance, vision, dental, 401k match, and even paid time off for charitable volunteer work. Call 785-284-0600 or visit ksiedge.com to join our team.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Got about a minute till we get the second half underway. Northeast Kansas All-Star Games, 39-38. The Navy team taking the lead right before the half, Brandon. That was quite the comeback there. Double-digit deficit they overcame.
Yeah, figured it would be kind of a game of runs, and that certainly was the case towards the end of the second quarter. I thought Dammy for Perry LeCompton really played some quality minutes and really kind of forced her away and helping the gold squad kind of hang around, keep themselves alive. And I felt that the second quarter was a little bit more physical. It seemed like there was maybe a little bit more sense of urgency, you know, talking to a couple of the girls down there. Again, these girls aren't quite as conditioned, you know, maybe like they would normally be, so it's like there's a little huffing and puffing here. You know, they're not quite in that shape. But I would just expect this game to kind of continue to be a little more competitive and get that way down the stretch. And it'll probably be called and officiated a little bit tighter, especially if it's close going into the fourth quarter. I said at the beginning that the rosters looked very, you know, constructed well, and kind of the expectation was this to be a close game. But and that's what we got. It was certainly a few runs that led to what is now a one-point game going into the second half.
Looks like it'll be the starting fives for both teams. Well, actually, no, just for the gold team. It's Kruger, Weiser, Stanman, Noonan, and Laird. Actually, that's Sydney Wapp in the game, so that's the only player that didn't start the game that is in now. And for the Navy team, Studer in the ball game with Emma Hardwick, as well as Emma Mitchell, and Taylor Dammy, and Mackenzie McDaniel. Here's a three, far side wing, no good, long try there from Kruger. Rebound for the Navy team off the miss. Trying to add to their lead. Hardwick all alone. Going to fire a three off the dribble. That one's no good. And a rebound for McKinley Kruger.
Seems like both teams aren't too worried about guarding the three-point line. A lot of these looks have been pretty open, so they're keeping it packed inside the paint.
Except for Emma Hardwick. She's really been defending the perimeter very well here this afternoon. Kind of helped contain Simpson from Atchison, and she gets a rebound here off the corner three miss from the gold team. Comes Team Navy driving coast to coast. Mitchell swatted out of there by Taylor Weiser out of bounds. Last touch by Mitchell.
Defense
there by the 6-3 forward.
Yeah, Weiser with, again, just, I thought I had the amount of blocks. Maybe I was thinking of somebody else, but nonetheless, a lot of block shots in her career for sure.
So Kruger brings it up for the gold team, trailing by one. After having the lead for pretty much the entirety of the first half, Navy team making a little bit of a rally towards the end there, and like Brandon said, thanks to Taylor Dammy and company, Weiser kicks it out. Right back to her after dishing it out to Hardy, and the pass intended for her is deflected out of bounds by, guess who, Emma Hardwick. Continues to fly all over the place. 11 seconds left on the shot clock. Kruger the inbounder from Silver Lake to Hardy from Lawrence. Back to Kruger, pass inside for Weiser. Goes to work against McDaniel, kicks it out. Kruger for three, got it. Nice shot by Kruger. Had a nice start to the game for the gold team.
And might be the best three-point shooter on the floor, really, for both sides. The consistency she's had from behind the arc, not just this season, but her entire career.
Hardy tried to throw it off of Hardwick to get a steal, but instead Hardwick gets it, dishes it off to McDaniel, and she lays it in inside the paint, and we're tied 41 apiece, 8:15 to go, third quarter.
Soft hands, holding it high, really nowhere for the defender to go and get that. And again, just great touch around the rim. Weiser goes to work from the far side short corner. Nice move. Gets past McDaniel, but then she stops and allows McDaniel to come back. But she's fouled by McDaniel. And Weiser will go to the line to shoot a pair.
That was one of the key matchups we had talked about in pregame with Weiser and McDaniel. Weiser last year's 2A player of the year. McDaniel this year's 3A player of the year.
First free throw for Weiser, no good. And you kind of mentioned the conditioning, which I find very interesting, because not only have some of these girls not played in about a month or so, they're playing longer. This is a longer game as well.
Right, yeah, 100%. And it's kind of being officiated. Yeah, again, I thought they'd kind of let them get up and down a little bit more, but the officials have called it a little bit tighter than expected, so it stops it, kind of keeps things up and down, but it's been more kind of that real game feel than maybe anticipated, like a normal, just fun all-star game.
And these are Acacia officials. A nice turnaround jumper for McDaniel is good, and that gives Navy the lead back, 43-41. Hardy the other way, quickly working a three. That's no good. McDaniel the rebound. Outlet pass, and Amy lost it on the floor. Weiser trying to fight for it. Now it's between McDaniel and a member of the goal team trying to find the number there, and the jump ball favors the Navy team, and player in question was Kaylee Salmon of Axtell, and she'll come to the bench. So we'll send you up. And the game for the goal team is Kaylin Noonan, who had an excellent start to this ball game. And Tana Stoll of Frankfurt as well. So one Wildcat for another Wildcat. Also, Dawson Cochran just checked in as well. So there was three substitutions there. Pull a jumper off the dribble. No good for Kruger. Short. Rebound Hardwick. She's got wheels. She's going one-on-one. The left side against Noonan. Shot blocked out of there. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Navy team.
Noonan, another great defensive efforts. Has racked up a ton of steals. That time, just a clean block, sending it out of bounds.
She averaged six steals a game this season. Just incredible.
Incredible stuff.
Her and Dieters, that was why that matchup was so fun. They both averaged six steals a game. Nice find inside. Noonan can't finish the layup, though, on the pass.
She's human.
From Kruger, yes.
A wide-open bunny.
The active scoring leader in the state of Kansas this year is a drive floater. That's a little bit too strong. Tipped out of bounds, and it'll stay with Navy. And that's regardless of classification, too.
Right.
The active leading scorer this past season in the state of Kansas was Kaylin Noonan. Inbound to McDaniel. Going to try a three from the right at the top of the key. It's no good. Rebound Taylor Weiser. You got to call them in the state tournament. Did she shoot a lot of threes?
She made an, not really. Her first 3 years, she made an emphasis. She didn't really shoot a lot in the state tournament, but, you know, seeing just kind of the preparation that she had put a little bit more emphasis on, getting a little bit more consistent from the outside, it's just, when she gets it that deep right there and is right by the rim, it's pretty easy money. But, no, it's something she's tried to add to her game. But, obviously, when you get to the collegiate level like an Emporia State, you certainly need to be capable, at least keeping teams honest and aware that, yes, I can hit the outside shot, and that's something that she's certainly been working on.
It'll be interesting to see if she can incorporate that part of her game. As, like you said, Emporia State commit. A nice job on the steal. A floater by Kruger of Silver Lake again. And she has been spectacular. Mentioned she was the BIT MVP. It's the midseason tournament that Silver Lake played in. And, of course, won that. Second team All-State in volleyball as well. As that one missed short. Rebound. Guess who? McDaniel backing down Weiser. Shots blocked, though, by the Riverside forward. But an offensive rebound snagged by the Navy team's Emma Mitchell of Rossville. Hardwick lob near side corner. Dammy blows past her defender, but it's blocked by Ayn. But guess who? Taylor
Weiser
again.
Yep. I felt like that might have been a foul in the first quarter, but kind of letting him go here in the second quarter. It was definitely all ball at the hand. Certainly a little body. Can go either way.
Kind of getting bumped on the drive as Dawson Cochran. Nothing called. Outlet pass up ahead. Breakaway layup. Good. Right side for Mitchell. And that puts the Navy team up 47-43 with 5:07 to go third quarter.
Still amazes me what's going to be next year with that Big East League when you bring in Silver Lake, Rossville, St. Mary's, Riley County. As you thought the Big Seven already was one of the best small league or small team leagues in the state, now it's going to really be hard to argue a league more competitive and more just rich in tradition across the board at really all sports than the Big East next year.
Nice dish from Quick to McDaniel. Layup good. Both teams are going to have a bunch of subs coming up here soon. But kind of talking about that, though, because it's going to be interesting to see what the scheduling is like. It'll be more like the Twin Valley League since there's 12 members of the TVL. There'll be more members in the Big East League. Here's a blow-by layup. Good scoop shot off the glass there by Kaylin Noonan. And it'll be kind of just playing everybody in the league
Football, though, is going to be a little bit different because obviously you can't play everybody, so it will be interesting to see how that shapes out as well.
Yeah, districts are going to be changed a little bit. You know, we've gone the two-year cycle, so
yep.
Of course the districts are a little bit different as well next year. You know, for the most part, teams are going to have the same opponents, you know, that they have seen in years past, but some teams are shuffling around, and then we had mentioned Troy to the NEKL, but let's not forget Riverside going from, you know, the Big 7, of course, going to be the Big East, but they're off to the NEKL as well.
They sure will be. We'll take a break. We've got a timeout on the floor. 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Angie Hughes with Farm Bureau Financial in Lancaster is your insurance professional for auto, home, life, commercial, farm and ranch, and health. Call Angie at 913-874-2060 or see her at 202 North 2nd Street in Lancaster. Angie Hughes with Farm Bureau Financial, Lancaster.
In 2023, Rainbow's video team interviewed kids about their future aspirations and thoughts on the internet.
My name is Edwin, and I am 8. When I grow up, I want to be a police officer.
As a future police officer, Edwin may use the internet to predict and identify potential crime hotspots based on human behavior patterns. Homegrown fiber internet, because our children should grow up and live their dreams without bandwidth limits. Visit fiber.rainbowtel.net to learn more.
XRX Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. XRX Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
49-45, Navy team with a lead, shot no good, far side short corner from the gold team, and they're on the run, 3:53 to go, quarter number three. It's been a fun, fast-paced game. Here's a pass picked off, this is Wittstein, going coast to coast from Donovan West, shut up, no good. Good defense on the fast break there by Michaela Boyd from Oskaloosa. Hattie Gross back in the game from Frankfurt for the Navy team.
1A D1 player of the year.
Happy O'Grady dishes it off. A three on the way for Riley Cox, who knocks it down. The Morehill Mount Academy Raven, transferring from Pleasant Ridge after last year. And largest lead of the game for Navy, it's 52-45. Oh, nice move. Kaylin Noonan spinning inside, spinning outside, laying it up and in from the right side. And the Berlin game senior cuts the deficit down to 5.
Talked about Kruger from Silver Lake maybe being the best three-point shooter. Noonan, you could argue, could be the best all-around player maybe on the floor here today for both teams.
Terrific defensive play by Noonan, going coast-to-coast, dishing it off to Simpson, who lays it in from the left side. And Simpson from Atchison made a couple threes in the first half. She has that one, getting close to the double-digit point mark. She has cut the deficit down to 3. A little 4-0 run.
Easy, smart play on the 2-on-1 there with Noonan and Simpson. Just Noonan reads the defense, sees that they creep up a little bit, just dumping it off to Simpson for an easy 2.
Gross jumper good off the dribble, defended by Noonan, and she knocks it home for the Navy team to answer after giving up a couple baskets. Makes it a 5-point game once again with 2:25 to go in quarter number 3.
Gross also the Flint Hills Manhattan Mercury Player of the Year, along with the Sports in Kansas 1AD1 Player of the Year.
Down to 3, or excuse me, that was Wettstein knocked down to 3. Cuts the deficit down to 2. Back and forth we go. It's been a high-scoring third quarter. Gross is going to three. That one's a little bit short and rebounded by Noonan. So a chance to tie or take the lead here for the gold team. Pass up ahead to Wettstein. She's going to try another one.
E-check.
Oh, just a little bit short on that try. And a pass batted by Wettstein. She gets the steal going the other way. She gets fouled hard by Miss Alley.
Boy, took a body shot there and nearly got one to go up and in off the circus shot there, but hard hustle there and well earned by Wettstein to get a couple at the line.
Yeah, stole it away from Abby O'Grady from Riverside to get that steal. Couple subs coming up here for the gold team after this first free throw as it's no good off the right side. It's Laird coming back in from Jefferson County North. And also back in the game is Bethany Urban of Morehill Mount Academy. Checking in for Lexi Dollinghouse and Kaylin Noonan. Second one short as well, but an offensive rebound. Nice job by Wirtz. And keeps the gold team alive. 15 seconds as the shot clock resets. Simpson is fouled on the floor, or actually on the shot. Sally got her with the body.
them the double bonus the rest of the way, I believe. We saw both teams in the bonus in the first quarter. The fouls have kind of gone away a little bit, not as many really called in the second and third quarters compared to that first. And a correction, that was the fourth, so the rest of the way after this one will be the bonus. So after the first make, second one is no good. Rebound by Boyd of Oskaloosa will bring it up herself. Now this is off to Gross. She has the lane to drive or try a three. She will try a three. That's good. Andy Gross knocks it down after the closeout by Urban. It's 57-53.
Yeah, Urban a little bit late on that closeout. Mentioned earlier about, seems like for the most part, kind of just staying away from the three-point line defensively and a lot of open shots. Here's another one on the way.
Off the pass from Laird. No good by Urban. Put back is no good from Shea Wirtz. And a rebound to Navy. That's out of that pass up to Boyd. Pass inside. O'Grady kicks it out. Three on the way, far side of wing. That's off the heel, no good. Tipped up in the air. Secured by Hattie Gross. Pulled away by Bethany Urban. Bullcourt pass up ahead to Wirtz. Clifton Eagle working against Lex Misali. Shot's no good in transition. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the gold team.
That was nicely done by Bethany Urban. Again, kind of getting out in transition pretty quick. And again, it's getting a little bit more physical in the right now, letting them play a little more.
Wirtz on the drive, shot no good. Putback is no good, but she's fouled on the second attempt. And
already get knocked to the floor, they eventually call it.
Yeah. Gotta call something at that point. 39.5 seconds left in quarter number three. And we called against Abby O'Grady. That's her first. First free throw, no good. Hannah stole back in the game from Frankfurt. Checking in for Wettstein of Donovan West. Hannah stole such a invaluable player on that Frankfurt roster. Didn't have the most points, but she could play some great defense, very smart basketball player, and could eventually occasionally knock down a three or two when needed. Very efficient. She is very smart with the threes that she takes. It's one thing that's I really respect about her game. Pass inside, nice feed to Gross, cutting inside from the perimeter. Shot no good. Rebound put back from Misali is no good on the right side. Wide open, unfortunately missing it for her. And Urban from the gold team. Dishes it off to Wirtz. Far side corner to Stoll. That's on the floor. Going to try a three off the dribble. That's off the front end. No good. Urban fighting for the rebound. It's a jump ball. And possession arrow favors Navy. 13.2 seconds left. Shot clock turned off. So Navy most likely going to have a lead going to the fourth quarter as they have the ball here. Gross. He's going to drive in the lane. Scoop shot. No good. And rebound by Laird with 3 seconds left. 2 seconds. Urban. From beyond full court, just throws up as hard as she could.
She looks a little tired on that
shot.
Yeah,
exactly. It will go a little bit short, and we'll go to the fourth quarter. 57-54, Navy out in front, back here in 60 seconds, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's time to think about the future with United Bank and Trust in our individual retirement accounts, or IRA options. We understand that retirement planning can seem overwhelming. Just imagine having your dreams of a peaceful and secure retirement become a reality. So visit our website or local branch today. At United Bank and Trust, let us be your partners towards a secure future and a comfortable life after work. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We go to the fourth quarter, final 10 minutes of action here from Highland Community for Navy with the lead. And it will be gold basketball, and we are back underway. Bringing it up is Kruger. She'll drive right in the lane. Shot swatted out of there. Nice defense from the Navy team. And here comes the Navy team up the court as that block was made by Emily Langley from Jefferson County North. Here's Gross from Frankfurt. Dishes it off, drive middle, jump stop, pull up jumper, no good, off the mark from Clara Johnson, but she's fouling the arm, and she'll get to shoot some free throws here.
What a year from Jefferson County. Three games back of the champs, Moorhead Academy. And waving off the free throw as line. She's shooting from the end line for the volleyball court. Thought she could get away with a 12-foot free throw. Second free throw for Johnson all the way after the... They're just going to let her do it over. That's good. I like that from the officials. During, say that first free throw didn't even count. Not a free throw violation. They're just going to let them do it again. Second free throw one is good. So she goes 2-for-2, 59-54, Navy team. 30 seconds into this fourth quarter. Lob inside. Nice find. Shut up. Good off the glass. Kaylin Noonan. First team All-State, 181. Incredible year for her. Sub-state championship appearance. Falling to Centralia in the championship game. Driving kick out to Johnson. Goes to her left. Brings it back. Lobs out to Gross. Defended by Wettstein. Three on the way. No good from straight away, but an offensive rebound getting her own miss that time was Bradley Cox. Here's a three. No good from Hattie Gross in the corner. Her teammate in high school, but opposite for today. To Taylor Weiser, no good on the shot, though, off the dish from... Trying to expand the lead as the Navy team. Drive right side, Johnson falling away. Shot over Weiser is no good. Loose on the floor and picked up by Wapp. Weiser pushes. Lobs it up. Nice find for Noonan. Shot is no good. Gets her own miss. Second try. She's fouled on the arm. She'll go to the line to shoot a pair. 90 seconds into this fourth quarter, 59-56 in favor of the Navy team. Just a reminder, once again, you can watch us at ScottyAthletics.com, and we'll have the boys' game preceding this one. And in between games, we'll keep it right here and kind of talk about what we've seen from this one and what to expect for the boys' game as well. Free throw from the Berlin game senior is good. They cut the deficit down to two. No substitutions for either team. Coach Ebert for the gold team. Coach Burns of the Navy team. Second free throw is good. Makes it 59-58. 8:30 to go, fourth quarter. Been a fun one so far. And a pass intercepted. This is McKinley Kruger. And we're going to go and send it down to Brandon. Got an interview for us.
Yeah, we got Perry LeCompton's Taylor Dammy here. Of course, first off, just what's it been like playing in this game today?
It's super fun. Some of the girls on my team are in my league, and it's just nice to play with them instead of having to play against them.
Right, the talent level, the Big Seven is always just loaded each and every year, but then you come to a game like this. You know, it's an all-star game, so there's fun, but the competitiveness is there. Just talk about the talent level with both the rosters here.
They're all good. We have height, they have height. We have shooters, they have shooters. We're pretty evenly matched. It's pretty good.
The conditioning, you know, how are you feeling there? You haven't really played, I guess, maybe a game like this. So, I mean, is there a little bit more tiredness to it?
Yeah, definitely a lot more back and forth. I've been off for a month, so getting into it was kind of hard, but it's been pretty tiring.
And then again, yeah, and then double dipping here with spring sports, with softball and track. How's that gone so far?
Pretty good. We will be pretty good. But it's not very hard to mix, but definitely time-consuming.
Yeah, it keeps you busy for sure. And finally, real quick, what are the future plans after you finish up school?
I'm actually committed to University of Arkansas Fort Smith to play volleyball.
Okay. Taylor Dammy, Perry LeCompton, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate that. It is 60-59 now our score in favor of the gold team. Just took the lead not too long ago. Weiser hands it off to Noonan, far side wing. Kruger lobs it inside to Wapp. To Weiser, near side wing, drives middle, kicks it out. Kruger, good ball movement, 10 seconds left to go. Pass through her hands, better defense. Simpson coming in, Dollinghouse coming in. And Wapp. Substitutions for the Navy team. As we send it down to the floor, Mackenzie McDaniel back in the game from Silver Lake. Emma Hardwick's in the game as well. Clara Johnson staying in the game, and she'll make the catch here, far side wing. Also checking in was Corey Kirkwood from the top of the key, and Johnson rejected out of there. Good defense by the gold team, and here comes the gold team with Kruger bringing it up.
finds Weiser. A couple dribbles, shot up no good on the mid-range jumper. Rebound secured by Mitchell. On the other way, drive, kick. Kirkwood for three, got it! Corey Kirkwood from beyond the arc. And it's 62-60. And Navy back in front by a pair. Top of the key, Noonan goes to work against McDaniel. Kicks out to Kruger. Drive, kick, Weiser. Backdoor cut, good defensive play by McDaniel, recognizing the backdoor cut, but it goes in the hands of Weiser. And she's out on the floor with 6:03 to go in the game, 6 seconds left. When that foul was committed on the shot clock, so they'll reset it. That foul is picked up by McDaniel. That's her fourth foul. Lob it in to Weiser, a little bit too tall for her, but it gets in the hands of Simpson from Atchison for the goal team. Dribbles to her left towards the middle. Hands it off to Noonan, thought about the three, but McDaniel closes out, drives left. To Weiser, 17-footer, good! And we're tied, 62-62! And about halfway through the first quarter, it was a double-digit lead for the gold team. Navy team rallied back and took the lead at half. The turnover by the Navy team, here comes Noonan for the gold team now. And since then, has been back and forth the rest of the way. Entry pass, far side. Out long, three on the way. A little bit too strong there by Kruger. And out of bounds, miscommunication there between Mitchell of Rossville and Kirkwood of Valley Falls. They'll go to the gold team, and timeout will be called by Coach Everett of the gold team, and we will take it as well. We'll be back here in just a bit here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
62s is our score. Fourth quarter, 5:20 to go. Jared Sloppy alongside Brandon Tabman. It's been a fun afternoon today and fun weekend as well, as we had the volleyball game yesterday. A close one here. As the gold team has the ball out of the break, here's a lob to Weiser from the far side block, and it'll be a jump ball. And tie up, possession arrow favors the Navy team. In a fun game here, and now let's go ahead and send it on down to Brandon. Got another interview for us.
Yep, we got the 1A D1 player of the year, Hattie Gross of Frankfort, state champion, just so much to get to. But first off, what's it been like playing in this game today?
You know, it's been a great honor. It's nice to be able to play with some of my teammates, but also the other top teammate, like team of other surrounding towns.
And got a chance to catch up with one of your teammates on the other side, Alexis Dollinghouse. Is there a little bit of a competitive edge playing against each other in a game like this?
Oh, I mean a little bit, but, you know, it's just all fun playing against each other just like we would in practice specifically.
See a lot of great talent in the TBL, and now you're adding, you know, talent from, you know, the Big Seven and EKL. Just what do you assess as far as, like, the talent that you're playing with on the floor today?
Different girls, so it's different talent, but it's fun to see different girls' talent.
And congratulations, of course, on the state championship. What's this season been like for you?
It's been amazing. You know, this has always been our dream. We have 16 years on the team, and it's been our goal from third grade on up to now. So to finally be able to accomplish that, it's been unreal.
And then how cool is it to play for your, or I guess go against your head coach here and Coach Ebert here in this game?
Yeah, it's definitely different, but it's just a fun atmosphere.
Is he throwing some plays out there for the gold team? Are you seeing them doing anything that you guys might have been doing?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, there. A state champion. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate that. We got our media timeout. Step aside here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farm, home, auto, life, crop, and commercial. That's Taylor Insurance Services in Atchison, Oskaloosa, and Effingham. Locally owned and supporting all local schools, sports, and activities. Taylor Insurance Services. It's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Founded in 1985, Extrutech of Sabetha has installed numerous extrusion systems worldwide to exceed clients' expectations. Today, Extrutech continues successful growth through a capabilities-driven approach and valued staff. Extrutech is grateful to be a part of this strong community, and in return is proud to sponsor this local broadcast. You can trust that Extrutech Incorporated will continue to provide extrusion solutions based on a reliable foundation. Extrutech of Sabetha.
Lamberson Construction with Kip Lamberson. Concrete by design. Contact at 785-851-9007. Specializing in custom concrete design and also now doing pool designs.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
4:06 left to go, fourth quarter. 65-62, Navy leading the gold team. Just got a foul on the floor. That was against Hallie Studer of Riverside, her first foul. Been a fun afternoon of basketball from both teams. Is now checking in is Taylor Dammy from Perry the Compton, checking in for Emma Mitchell of Rossville. Both those two have been fantastic this afternoon. Hand off to Simpson of Atchison, who's also having a terrific afternoon scoring the ball. Has knocked down a couple threes, a couple of free throws, and a two-point shot. He's used a floater. Tough shot, no good. A little bit short from McKinley Kruger of Silver Lake. Put back, no good as well. Rebound by McDaniel of the Navy team, who has four fouls here. Here's Studer from Riverside for the Navy team with it. Defended by Simpson. Pass the near side wing to Dammy, who's defended by Kruger. Top of the key pass. Giving it up to O'Grady to the far side wing to Hardwick. Now to McDaniel, top of the key. 10 on the shot clock. 3 swatted out of there. Nice defense by Kruger, but goes to McDaniel, who lays it up, and it's no good. Rebound by Wirtz. This is Shea Wirtz. Here today. Here's a 3. That one is rejected, but then Dammy kind of got smacked in the face on the follow-through. She got hit in the face earlier on a shot attempt. Got fouled. She's might have to wear a mask to protect her face. She has it now. She'll drive right. Shut up. And it'll be an offensive foul. She runs over a player of the gold team who's injured. Couldn't tell who that is. And you really hate to see that in a game like this. An all-star game when not necessarily a whole lot on the line, just kind of playing for fun here. I hate to see been left to go in the fourth quarter. But let's go ahead and step aside for a break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or a better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Benedictine College is a top 10 school right here in the Midwest. Academic, athletic, career, and life success await you. Learn more about your future at benedictine.edu.
Congratulations to the Northeast Kansas All-Stars on excellent high school careers from the Stresscrete Group. Stresscrete is a family-owned, forward-thinking company that values their employees. See them for career opportunities.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, we are back. 2:57 left to go in the game. 65-52. That was Tana Stoll from Frankfort who got injured on that play. I think she may have hit her head on the hardwood, which never feels good, as she was very slow to get up. But she is off the floor now, and we hope that we can possibly see her once again. As Sydney Wapp will check in, so will Melena Weststein for the gold team. 65-62 Navy in front. In the final minutes of the girls' game, also Taylor Weiser will check in as well. Coming in for Simpson as well as Wirtz. And one more player there on the far side, that is Dawson Cochran. So once again, 65-62 Navy, 2:57 to go in the fourth quarter, and Simpson, who just checked into the game, will bring it up. The far side pass to Wapp, far side corner.
Wiser working the interior pass to her. She's double teamed underneath the basket. Anyway, for an defender, lays it up and in. Coach Burns saying that Taylor Wiser fouled on that. Been coaching her for the past couple years. I don't care. That was a foul against her there. Now a foul on McDaniel. And she'll go to the line to try to finish off his in one and tie the game. That's a fun little exchange there. As Wiser could argue made an offensive foul, and Coach Burns not happy about it. Free throw was good. And they actually had the score wrong. Apologize. It's now 68-64 in favor of the Navy team. 2:25 to play. Wiser dishes it off to Wop from the far side wing. Hands it off. Simpson's going to try three. No good. Rebound Wiser. Put back is no good. It's another rebound, and she's fouled, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. It's definitely got to be mixed feelings for Coach Burns and Dodson, Coach Dodson and Coach Starks there on the sideline for the Navy team, having to coach against Taylor Wiser. Of course, playing basketball at the University of Central Missouri next year. 2:15 to go, and the Riverside senior will shoot a pair. Falls, that's her second. First one is good. One possession game once again. And like Brandon alluded to earlier, kind of knew this game was going to be close all the way to the end, despite that double-digit lead that the goal team held in the first quarter. Second free throw for Wiser is no good. Rebound for Dammy. And talking about Taylor Dammy, her sister, the future of that pair of the Compton team, a freshman this year, she definitely showed flashes of what is to come for her career. Cutting inside, nice dish. Daniel layup good. On the right side, off the feed from Abby O'Grady from Riverside. 70-65, Navy the lead. 1:45 to go. Wiser thought about the three. Nice head fake, though. Kick it out. Kruger head fake. Goes left. Kicks it out. Three for Wettstein. That's no good off the right side. A rebound for McDaniel. Navy team gets a stop. 1:30 to go. Nice job avoiding the steal attempt by Studer, or from Studer, excuse me, but a traveling call afterwards. Chance for the gold team to get back within a single position here. A couple substitutions for both teams. Haley Stanman in for Axel. That Axel team next year, talked about them back before the game and a little bit in the first quarter. They're going to be super young next year. They got some 8th graders that they really like a lot. He's a nice find inside. Sydney Watt lays it up and in on the dish from Salmon. And the Axtell girls basketball team, I think, is going to be a team to watch out for in the future. If not next year, the year after that. Bounce pass to McDaniel. Thought about the three and said gives it up. Driving middle, having it ripped away. Wiser takes Johnson. Wiser trying to go coast to coast, gets away from a defender, lays it up and in. It's 70-69 with 50 seconds left to go, and timeout is called, and we will take it as well. Back here in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Shirt Shack has you covered with many options of Red Hawk shirts, jackets, gift items, and much, much more. Looking for custom screen printing or embroidery? The Shirt Shack does that too. Find The Shirt Shack on Facebook or stop by and check out everything they have to offer at The Shirt Shack in Hiawatha.
State Farm Insurance Agent Jessica Studer, providing insurance and financial services. 205 St. Joseph Street in Wathena. Stop by for a visit or log on to jessicastuder.com.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tight one here in Highland, 70-69. Our score, 50.2 seconds left. Navy with the ball, trying to hold on to their one-point lead. The goal team's going to press. Coach Ebert trying to be aggressive here and trying to come from behind. They've been trailing for the majority of the second half. They had the lead for most of the first half. So here is Studer with it. Going to her right. And defended by Kruger, gets away from her to the far side wing. And O'Grady gives it up to the top of the key. Mitchell from Rossville with 30 seconds left. 8 on the shot clock. On the logo, 5 seconds left. And going to have to fire a 3. Johnson, that's short. It's going to be a shot clock violation. 19.1 seconds left, so try to win it. Wettstein checking in. And this will be McKinley Kruger with the ball. Not touching it yet, now touching it across half court. 19 seconds left. Now with it is the gold team's Kaylin Noonan. Kicks it out. Wop in trouble, hands it off. 10 seconds left. Going to her left. Pass near side. Top of the key, Kruger. And timeout call. Seconds left. And again, another chance to draw something up for Coach Everett. This will be a full timeout. We'll take it as well here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Kime TS of Savefa is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savefa. We make it happen.
RX Pharmacy and Home Care is your locally owned and operated pharmacy. Free delivery, medication management, CPAPs, and immunizations are among the many services they offer. Stop by and see them today at 807 Main Street in Atchison. TexRX Pharmacy and Home Care. We take care of you.
This is Austin Taylor with Giant Communications. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, here we go. 8.5 seconds left for the gold team, down by one. Here's the inbound to the high post. Drive right side. Layup. That's blocked. No good. Rebound for the Navy team with 5 seconds left. And Navy team is fouled with 4.1. That was McDaniel who got the block. And that was just the third foul, so they'll have to inbound here. Get it into the far side. 4 seconds left. Bring it up the far side. Johnson is fouled, and free throws coming up. Fun finish here in this All-Star game. And that was the fourth foul, so left inbound here once again. It'll be Gross doing the inbounding, trying to get it into Studer, and does 70-69. Victorious. Once again, the Navy team won the volleyball game, and they win a girls' basketball game by a free throw. Let's step aside. We'll have our post-game coverage and we'll have some interviews coming up in just a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Davis Publications, Inc., the Valley Falls Vindicator, and the Oskaloosa Independent Newspapers wish the Northeast Kansas All-Star participants the best. The Vindicator and the Independent cover the communities and happenings in Jefferson County.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects, delivering results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned business in Wathena. Contact the local team at MCON or visit online at mconunderground.com.
Voted Best Plumber in the Best of the Best contest for years on end. Tate Plumbing and Construction, in business since 1985. Tate Plumbing offers free estimates on plumbing for remodeling and new construction projects. Their courteous and reliable licensed plumbers will take care of all your plumbing needs, saving you time and money. And because they know you can't predict plumbing emergencies, they offer 24/7 emergency service, 365 days a year. Licensed and insured. Call Tate Plumbing at 913-367-1209.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
So what do you see in your future? Buying the perfect home with a big oak tree? Watching your child graduate from college? Or finding more time for hobbies during your retirement? Whatever your future holds, make sure you talk with a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. Together, we'll create a plan that's right for you. Call me, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Rocky in Hiawatha at 785-742-2137. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Are you still using talc or graphite in your planter? Maybe it's time for a change with Fastan from Helena. Fastan is a novel copper box treatment combining SAR technology with a low-rate fluency agent, resulting in better seed flow for more uniform stands while also improving seedling vigor, root development, and overall plant health. For a better return on your investment, treat your seed with Fastan today. Contact your local Helena representative for more information.
This is Norm Johnson with JBN Telephone Company. You're listening to the Northeast Kansas All-Star Games on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Craig Burns and the Navy team victorious in the girls' game over the gold team 70-69 back here at Howland Community College for the 38th annual Northeast Kansas All-Star Games. Jared Sluppy with you alongside Brandon Tabman as they're handing out the medals to both of the teams. Navy team again gets the win after the gold team had the lead for the majority of the first half, including a double-digit lead at one point. They're up by 11. The Navy team rallying to take the lead at the half, and they controlled the lead for most, I believe, if not all of the second half as well, and held off the gold team on the final possession as they had less than 10 seconds left to have a chance to get a shot to win it, but unfortunately for the gold team, couldn't get a good shot off. Some terrific defense being played by the Navy team all afternoon long. So once again, we'll run through the rosters here in just a little bit, as we'll also have some interviews as well. Kind of just talking about some of the key players for this game on the gold team. McKinley Kruger was fantastic from Silver Lake. She did a lot of really great things. So did Taylor Weiser. Shea Wirtz had some good moments. So did Kaylin Noonan. Sydney Wapp came in, had some big-time shots. And Presley Simpson as well, some big-time shots to boot. And for the Navy team, talking about some of the key players in this one, Hattie Gross had a couple of big-time moments, and so did the likes of Taylor Dammy. And Mackenzie McDaniel, Emma Hardwick had some good defensive plays as well. It's overall a terrific game, both offense and defense, and we'll have the boys' game coming up here in just a little bit. As they're kind of wrapping up here things with the award. Get an interview here in just a bit as Coach Ebert, it was a fun attempt to try to draw something up there at the end, and now we'll set it down to the court. Brandon is standing by with Coach Burns.
Thanks, Jared, here with Riverside Head Basketball Coach Craig Burns. First off, the experience here today, just what was it like coaching these talented players?
Oh, it was crazy. I mean, it's one of the lifetime experience. You know, you have all these young ladies do everything, you know, and it was a good game for them. We just try to keep it simple, you know, just do some pass and cut, different things like that. Just let them use their athletic ability to score and hopefully win the game, which we did.
Were you able to implement much? I mean, how much time did you have with these girls? Did you throw any plays in? I mean, was it kind of just all on the fly?
Basically, you have an hour, and we did like what we call 41 and 50. That's basically just pass and cut. And then we ran another play where we, you know, where you pass and screen away. So we did basically more simple stuff like that. And since we had a McKenzie from Silver Lake, you know, we were like, hey, she's just kind of like Taylor from Riverside. We just had 41 where she posts up, and then we try to pass around and get some good looks for her down low.
And speaking of your, you know, you mentioned Weiser, you had a couple other of your girls here as well with Studer and O'Grady. Just seeing your three girls here and participating and even coaching against Weiser, what was that like for you?
Oh, that's crazy. I mean, I can see the headache that a lot of those other coaches, our opponents, have trying to defense her. You know, we was trying to post, and first we was like three quarters and trying to make her go over her left side. And then we just went back to fronting the post again and just getting a lot of help from the other side. But on that, you got to hope that they miss shots. And one thing I told the young ladies at halftime, I was like, a lot of y'all haven't been shooting the ball probably for a month, so we'll bank on that, and if they start hitting, then we'll scoot out. But I'm thinking most players probably haven't been shooting that much, so hopefully they'll front Taylor and make her really work hard for that. It's tough.
And finally, real quick, just again, the last 2-year run, you know, for you and your team, you know, making it to the state tournament back-to-back years, finishing runner-up. Just talk about this stretch, and, you know, you lose these three girls that are here today, but the future's bright. But just the last couple of years for you and your coaches and the community as a whole.
Well, it's the one thing is that the players they brought into what the new coaching staff, what we was implementing. And once they brought in and then the wind started coming, you could just see their confidence, you know. Every time they took the floor, they believed that they could win the game, and that made a big difference. And then you have somebody that's 6'3", that is skilled like that, that makes coaching and wins come a lot easier.
It is. Craig Burns, Riverside head coach. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. Appreciate that. And thought I saw something kind of interesting. After the game, Taylor Weiser, of course, playing for Coach Burns, kind of was talking with Taylor and Coach Burns, kind of talking with each other. Kind of looked to me like Coach Burns was talking some smack with Taylor after the game. Some words were being exchanged. I thought that was kind of funny. As, of course, the Navy team coached by Coach Burns victorious over Taylor Weiser and the gold team by 70-69 final score. Fun one, and we'll have the boys game coming up here in June. The girls game, so be sure to stay tuned as we have the boys game tipping off here in about 17 minutes here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
The solar eclipse is coming on April 8th. Well, how would you feel if you were not able to see the pictures, the videos? Maybe somebody had a better angle or better view than you did. You're not going to be able to see it if you don't have very good internet. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today at 785-362-9331 or visit giantcomm.net and figure out how you can have 1 month of free internet. That's right, free internet heading into the eclipse. Don't be left in the dark. Contact Giant Communications today, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Angie Hughes with Farm Bureau Financial in Lancaster is your insurance professional for auto, home, life, commercial, farm and ranch, and health. Call Angie at 913-874-2060 or see her at 202 North 2nd Street in Lancaster. Angie Hughes with Farm Bureau Financial, Lancaster.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.